We're on the record. Good morning, everyone. I'm Melanie Reif, the Administrative Law Judge for the Utah Public Service Commission. And this morning is the date and time for the hearing in docket 14257402. This matter is entitled, in the matter of the application of New Horizons Communications Corp. for a certificate of public convenience and necessity to provide telecommunications services in the state of Utah. Let's start by taking appearances, and Mr. Steinhardt, if you would go first, please.
Thank you. This is Lance Steinhardt, the attorney for New Horizons Communications. Business address is 1725 Windward Concourse, Suite 150 in Alpharetta, Georgia, 30005. Business telephone is 770-232-9200.
And would you also, for the record, identify the other individual who's with you today, who I believe is your witness?
Yes, the witness is Glenn Nelson.
Mr. Jetter.
Thank you, Your Honor. I am Justin Jetter, and I represent the Utah Division of Public Utilities. And with me at council table here is Casey Coleman, Utility Technical Consultant for the Utah Division of Public Utilities.
Thank you very much, and welcome once again. And Mr. Steinhardt, it's a pleasure to have you here this morning. Thank you for calling in.
Well, thank you.
Mr. Steinhardt, this is your application, so I'll let you have the floor here and proceed to present your application for the CPCN.
Great, thank you. Just a quick, do you want to swear Mr. Nelson in?
Only if you plan to call him. Are you calling him at this time as a witness, sir?
Yeah, I'd like to call Glenn Nelson.
Okay.
To testify on behalf of the applicant.
Thank you. Good morning, Mr. Nelson. Are you able to hear me?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Would you kindly raise your right hand?
Yep.
And do you swear that the testimony you're about to give will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you very much. Mr. Steinhardt, you may go ahead.
All right, great. Thank you. Mr. Nelson, can you please state your name, title, and business address for the record, please?
Yes, my name is Glenn Nelson. I'm Vice President of Marketing and Business Development at New Horizon Communications. Our address is 420 Bedford Street, Suite 250, Lexington, Massachusetts.
Great, thank you. And Mr. Nelson, are you familiar with the application that was filed in this docket?
Yes, I am.
And was that application prepared by you or under your direction?
Yes, it was.
And is the information contained therein true and correct in all material respects to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, it is.
And could you please give us a little background about yourself and the company?
Yes. I'm the Vice President of Marketing and Business Development. I'm one of the founders of the company in 2002. I have been actively involved in the sales and marketing and regulatory side of the business since we began the operation. The company sells voice and data services strictly to businesses and has been doing so since 2002. We are applying for our CLEC application in Utah to correspond with our plan to expand our representation for business customers pretty much in the entire 50 United States. We sell exclusively to businesses both voice and data and internet and VoIP services.
Right. Thank you, Mr. Nelson. Is any information contained in the application changed in any material respect since the application was filed?
No, it has not.
And is the financial condition of the company as good or better than it was when the application was filed?
That is correct.
Okay. I have no further questions for Mr. Nelson at this time and would like to turn him over for cross-examination.
Mr. Jetter?
You're welcome.
No questions from the division. Thank you.
Mr. Nelson, this is Melanie Reif, the ALJ for the commission. I do have a few questions for you, please.
Sure.
To clarify, there was, are you aware of a letter that was filed in this case? Was actually received by the commission on the 20th of November. It's signed by Mr. Steinhardt. It gives clarification about the application and what the applicant is seeking. Are you familiar with that letter?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Do you happen to have a copy of that letter with you?
I do not.
Okay. Just to refresh your recollection, the letter is a letter of clarification, and it's addressed to the commission, and it states that New Horizons Communications Corp. would like to clarify that in accordance with Utah Code annotated section 54.8b.21, subsection 3 and 4, they are not seeking authority to provide services and exchanges with fewer than 5,000 access lines that are owned or controlled by an ILEC with fewer than 30,000 total access lines. Is that a correct representation of the application as you understand it?
Yes, it is.
Okay, thank you. And I also understand that you're requesting a waiver in this application. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. And the basis for doing so is that you do not request or, excuse me, that you do not take deposits or prepayments of any kind from your customers. Is that correct?
I'm sorry.
That's
what?
Correct, yes.
Did you say prepayments?
Yes, that was prepayments. Are you aware of any objection or any concerns that have been raised about the application that's currently pending, sir?
No, I'm not.
Okay. And do you believe that should the commission issue a CPCN to New Horizons, that would be just and reasonable and in the public interest?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. I don't have any further questions for you. Mr. Steinhardt, do you have any follow-up?
No, thank you, Judge Ryan.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. We'll turn now to Mr. Jetter. And Mr. Steinhardt, if you want to mute your end of the line, that will help to limit any kind of feedback that we receive on our end.
Okay.
Feel free to unmute, though, if you need to speak. Mr. Jetter, please go ahead.
Thank you. The division would like to call Casey Coleman and have him sworn in.
Good morning, Mr. Coleman. And do you swear that the testimony you're about to give us will be the truth?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Would you please state your name and occupation for the record?
Yeah, my name's Casey J. Coleman, and my position with the division is a utility technical consultant.
Thank you. And in the course of your employment, have you had an opportunity to review the application for CPCN filed by New Horizons Communication Corp, as well as the exhibits that were filed along with it?
Yes.
And did you prepare a comment filed by the Division of Public Utilities on November 13th, 2014?
Yes.
Does that comment remain accurate today as a reflection of your opinion on the application and its approval?
Yes, it does.
Is there any corrections or edits you'd like to make to that?
No.
And do you believe that approval of the application for CPCN and granting a CPCN to New Horizons is just reasonable and in the public interest?
Yes.
Finally, are you aware of any opposition to this application?
No, I'm not aware of any.
Thank you. I have no further questions. Mr. Coleman's available for cross-examination.
Thank you, Mr. Jetter. Mr. Steinhardt, do you have any questions for Mr. Coleman?
I'm sorry, I had to unmute. No, thank you.
Okay. I have no further questions, and I assume the parties would like the commission to take administrative notice of the documents that have been filed in this docket. Mr. Steiner, just to make things a little simple in that regard, since there's no motion pending, I'll go ahead and facilitate that for you. For clarification, the commission takes administrative notice of the application that was filed with the commission on October 22nd, 2014 in this docket, along with the attached proprietary exhibits and the clarification letter that was received by the commission on November 20th, 2014, as well as the division's recommendation dated November 12th, 2014 and received by the commission on November 13th, 2014. Are there any other documents that the commission wishes, or that, excuse me, that the parties wish to identify? I think I've got them all.
I think you've covered everything.
Okay.
Nothing from New Horizons. Thank you.
Okay, very good. Mr. Steinhardt, is there anything else that you wanted to address or any questions before we adjourn this hearing?
No, thank you.
Okay, well, thank you very much for joining us this morning. We will issue an order as soon as possible, and I would imagine you'll see that sometime after the new year. I want to wish everybody a very happy holiday, and thank you again for being here today.
Great. Thank you,
you as well.
Too, and y'all have a great holiday, too.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. All right. Bye-bye.
We'll be adjourned. Thank you.
It's because we had a trial run.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and practice.